The state acknowledges the patchwork of online COVID vaccine signups is not cutting it, encouraging local officials to expand call centers.
And so that there can be people that can call and have that warm hand to help them through it.
At State Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike, I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, February 3rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the McLean County Health Department announcing it's received a bonus shipment of about 1,100 COVID vaccine doses. It now plans to allow for additional vaccination appointments for people in phases 1A and 1B who are seeking their first dose during clinics today and Thursday. Health Department also has added a new clinic on Friday specifically for people 65 and older. Those eligible can register on the Health Department's website, can also call 309-888-5600. Yesterday, the health department apologized for and promised to improve how it communicates with the public about the vaccine process. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says she knows it's been difficult to get an appointment across the state, especially for seniors.
We know that everyone is not able to use the internet, and so all of the local health departments are being encouraged to use resources to expand the phone line so that there can be people that can call and have that warm hand to help them through it.
Speaking yesterday at a congressional hearing, Ezike also said the state needs more people assisting Illinoisans with making appointments, especially seniors.
So we need more people, not just vaccinators, but navigators and community organizations that can help with identifying people who have to get the vaccine that can't do it through the traditional methods that have been established and can be led to the vaccine.
About 15,000 vaccine doses have been administered in McLean County. About 1.5% of the population is now fully vaccinated. That's lagging the statewide average. Meanwhile, Bloomington Normal's hospital capacity remains limited, even as the rate of new coronavirus cases has slowed. There are now just 414 active cases in the county. It's the lowest we've seen since October 30th. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Normal Mayor Chris Kuss says the next 2 or 3 years will be hard for his city. Kuss says town staff is down by 20 to 30 people, and other reductions are in the $138 million spending plan going to the council in March. Child welfare officials in Illinois report a 17% decline in the number of child death cases they investigated during the previous fiscal year, an indicator, they say, of progress in addressing previous shortcomings. And on-again, off-again restaurant service in Bloomington Normal has caused many professional restaurant workers to give up on the Twin Cities. That's according to blogger Larry Carius, who closely follows the local restaurant scene. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The pandemic ravaged many businesses in 2020, but the real estate market thrived. Mid-Illinois Realtors Association President Brandon Schaefer tells Dana Vollmer it was one of the best years on record.
So closed out 2020 really strong in the real estate market here locally and coast to coast. If you look at the national figures, inventory has been at an all-time low, which has made it very much a seller's market. The buyers are out there, interest rates have held well. In our local area, we have had a large percent increase in new constructions that are being built, and that simply is because of the low inventory. House prices have also been holding themselves or going up. We have seen an increase in all arenas concerning real estate pre-pandemic and during pandemic. And who would have thought it would be record sales years during a pandemic?
And so numbers wise, when we talk about home sales, what percentage are we looking at compared to previous years? And what about the average housing prices?
Sure. So we're looking at new construction, for example, between 19 and 20 was up 24.5%, which is an amazing number for new construction in our area. Like I said, that's simply because we just didn't have the inventory. You're looking at closed sales up on the average of 21.1%. And this is not just because it's Bloomington Normal. This is coast to coast. Buyers are out there. The interest rates really drove this. And buyers are looking for their agents and the agents are looking for their houses. And as soon as one comes on the market, the buyers are all over it.
And so it sounds like going into 2021, it is still very much so a seller's market with low inventory. Is that right?
100%. And if you look at how the analysts are predicting, some will try to go out 2 and 3 years on their predictions, but most of them are pretty consistent with their prediction for 2021, that we will have a very similar year in 2021 that we had 2020. What we're hoping we will see is more sellers are more comfortable listing their home, and that we've got a little more inventory to pick from. That's where those new constructions are really going to kick in, because a new construction doesn't have someone in it that needs to move somewhere. So that seems to be the biggest fear. If I sell my home, my agent's going to sell it so fast, where do I now go? So that's that double-edged sword. But we're predicting another fantastic year into 2021.
You touched on new construction. In the beginning, there were some concerns about job sites and having the number of people on a job site that you would need to get it done. There were things with supply chain issues. How is that going now?
So supply chain issues, to knock that one out, yes, the cost of materials had gone up, especially right at the beginning of the pandemic, especially the price of wood. If you've been paying attention to the price of wood, that has been a hard one. Now we're starting to get that stock back. So that's why you didn't see huge new construction numbers at the beginning of the pandemic. Now they're being able to negotiate new contracts concerning those wood prices and material prices. They're doing their best, and they meaning the builders, to keep those new construction homes as competitive as they can with existing homes. The reason new construction is going up is simply because the existing isn't there. So when you've got your option between new construction, which might rank just a little higher on the price point than it might have 2 years ago, many clients are wanting to go that new construction route. They like the new fresh feel. The houses look great. The amenities that the builders are putting in these houses are above and beyond what they've ever been before. The houses are looking fantastic.
And so what do buyers need to do to stay competitive in a market with so little options?
So as I talk to the agents within the association, before they'll even show houses, most generally now, they're making sure that their buyers are pre-approved, they're ready to go. They know exactly what they want loan-wise, what their programs are if they've got grant programs. Kind of done is the day of checking out 5 to 10 houses and then kind of getting the ball rolling.
That was Mid-Illinois Realtors Association President Brandon Schaefer talking with Dana Vollmer. And before we let you go, the Bloomington Technology Commission meets today at 4, and the County Board's Finance Committee meets at 4:30. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.